Yeah, I believe him.
I really do.
I really believe you too. Don't gaze in my eyes like that.
Oh, really do.
Oh, I'm sorry. How old are you? 13, I believe you. See, here's the deal. Let me explain something to you. The reason why I asked you is because you know it's a price you have to pay to be a million-dollar earner. Let me tell you a secret. Last year, I was on stage with Barb Pitcock. Do any of you remember?
Yes.
You remember? Yes. Do you remember my energy that I came and brought?
Yes.
Did it seem like something was wrong with me?
No.
It didn't seem like anything was wrong with me, right? Do you realize that I got in a bad business partnership and a person I didn't want to do business with anymore? And he set me up. He had every connection in Baltimore. In network marketing, you don't need connections in your hometown because you're traveling. Pay for attorney. Who he bought too, probably. Had to fight a battle. That day, they said, Mr. Vaughn, just pay $25,000 and everything will be okay. I never forget the day that I'm coming to convention. I go to court and I pay, bring the money. You know what they said to me? Mr. Vaughn, I was looking at this, and we shall not and will not. He said, it looks like we didn't look at something, and we're going to put you away for a year for something that I didn't pay attention to, but because I got mixed up with someone that's really bad. It was a humbling experience to be on a stage and have the thought of being away from my family for a year for something that I just wanted to get out of. But through that process, I realized that God was calling me to do something great. And I realized I was going to figure out who was in my corner. Who was my confidant? Who was my comrade? Who was my constituent? I even had top money earners in this company calling around because they were so excited because all they ever see was high energy, high octane. And they were excited and calling around. Even people in my own organization was excited that Andre Vaughn, the great Andre Vaughn, was about to be in jail. And when I went through, I've ever been through a two-day period where I felt like I just gave up. I don't know if it was depression or I don't know if I just gave up for 2 days. But right after the convention, because we was in Disneyland, so I had to stay a couple extra days so the girls can go to Disneyland. I'm just laying there and conditioned myself to be away from my family for a year. But on the stage, I was dancing. I was doing what I had to do because I realized that this too shall pass. And it's so crazy that even through going everything that I went through and fighting for my life, I had 30 days to make it right and start getting on the phones and calling people and really getting focused on what I need to do. And as I got focused on what I needed to do and I made a decision in my mind on what I had to do, not just for my family, for my longevity family, for my mentor, because I needed to make sure that I put up a good fight. Because before I wasn't really putting up a fight. I took it for granted. And that's why sometimes things in your life need attention to. And if you build a strong enough business, it'll still be here. And so through that 30 days, I went to court and they said, We're going to give you 30 days. And I started making things happen. I mean, I was still doing exactly what I've been doing. In those 30 days, I had never brought my children to court. I was bringing everybody. We shall overcome. We shall. I start singing everything. And it was so funny that I said, listen, I don't care about certain things, but I just want to be fair. I said, I have things to do. I've been productive. Always like helping people. But it was certain things that God had to get my attention on, that I had to be still because he knew I had strong faith. So just little things like foreclosures and bankruptcies don't faze me. It don't faze me. So it was something that I had to be fazed. And that humbled me up real quickly. And the good thing is that's why it doesn't matter for me.